This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You're here to talk about infrastructure. Yes. Right now, Republicans are attacking you, saying you shouldn't be in New Hampshire talking about infrastructure. You should be in the southern border talking about immigration. How do you respond to them?
I'm not going to play political games. I'm here because the American Jobs Plan.
No, this isn't COVID, Kamala, and you know it. You just don't want to visit the southern border because you know what you're going to hear. You're in complete denial, and you need to fix the southern border.
Is that what you're saying? It's broken?
Yeah, that's it. It's broken.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I've mentioned my secret weapon.
Oh, my God. It's a flip phone.
Uh-huh.
The flip phone.
The flip phone, yeah. I call every member all the time.
I called her. I said, where are you? She said, oh, I'm staying another day. So, you know, let her come home, okay?
Give me back my wife.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
New York State has lost a congressional seat. They now are going to have fewer seats than Florida for the first time ever, ever in American history. And do you know why they're going to lose one of the seats? They're going to go from 27 to 26, whereas I think Florida is going to go from 26 to 27. They fell 89 residents short of keeping all of the seats. 89 residents. Now is Cuomo sorry that he put all those COVID-19 positive patients back into those nursing homes and killed all those thousands? He would have had more than enough if he hadn't have killed everybody in the nursing homes. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Their plan in the Green New Deal calls for flying planes with no emissions, which leads to my plan, which is to corner the market in rubber bands and balsa wood.
They're also speculating about how they can reduce meat consumption down to some say as little as 4 pounds a year, and others are saying that Joe Biden didn't really mention that. But he's got to cut these carbon emissions down, and you know he can't just do it by destroying the fossil fuel industry. He's going to have to also do away with bovine flatulence, as we talked about last week. Would you like to only have 4 pounds of red meat per year? If that's what it came down to, that would be like one cheeseburger per month. Again, some people are saying that's fake news and that they're making it up. But the New York Times has got a story about, here's one, let's launch a moonshot for meatless meat. Meatless meat, and by someone named Ezra Klein. I can't keep asking alternative protein experts what they wish was in the bill. This is the infrastructure bill. Did you know there was such a thing as an alternative protein experts? Just like you probably didn't know there were neo-pronouns until a couple of weeks ago. I've told you something new today. Alternative protein experts. Go ahead.
Lovey, did you hear the state is letting Tucker Taylor book shows again? As if things weren't bad enough, now we have to hear more Sinatra. Why couldn't he have spent the past year learning some good songs like James Taylor? That would have been an act worthy of booking on my yacht, Taylor Sings Taylor.
I guess the Mad Mullahs of Iran are now saying they've got a friend in John Kerry because he's telling him what the Israelis are doing in Syria. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the sagacious words. I'm going to have to find a new word for that. I know how to spell it, but I don't know how to pronounce it. The sagacious words of Martin Lemazny. the Mahatma of the West End. Never write if you can speak, never speak if you can nod, never nod if you can wink. To which we would add the following addendum: never, ever, ever tweet. Especially after
Boy, Howie, did you miss the point? Nomadland's actually a futuristic, apocalyptic view of what America's going to look like after 4 years of Biden.
No wonder it only did $2.5 million at the box office, all told. We're living it in front of our very eyes every day when we step out of the front door, and sometimes when the new arrivals to our shores step inside the front door.
Move along, homeless people. Move along. We need to make room for limos full of drug addicts and perverts.
Well put.
Harris didn't write a children's book. It just reads like a child wrote it.
Yeah, I wonder how it compares to Mayor Pugh's book about Healthy Holly, Healthy Holly Holy. She went to prison for that one, and Kamala's going to the White House for her book. Life Ain't Fair. Go ahead.
If Joe Biden wrote a children's book, it would be Scratch and Sniff.
Very good. I can't wait for his State of the Union address later this week.
Mr. President, you can have my cheeseburger when you pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he wants to cut down on the Independence Day barbecues in the backyard, so that there will be less red meat hamburger consumed. But I'm sure the newcomers to our land who will be picking up the tab for as well for the remainder of their lives, their children's lives, their grandchildren's lives, I'm sure they'll have as much hamburger, hot dogs, sausage, chicken wings, etc. as they want. Everything free in America.
Hey, Kamala, wrong border.
Yeah, I think that's what the sign said in Plymouth, New Hampshire on Friday. What does she care? She just cackles and goes about her business. Whatever her
Caitlyn
business
Jenner.
Is. Okay, sorry, I keep stepping on these callers. I apologize, chump line callers.
Caitlyn Jenner's running for governor. Every circus needs a bearded lady.
Come on now. You're canceled for saying that. What are the Democrats going to do in California, though? How can they be against someone of Caitlyn Jenner's status in the woke community?
Oh, great. Charlie Parker is talking about booster shots now. I miss the old days of Deval Patrick and Mike Dukakis, when the only booster they asked for was a booster seat.
And now he wants to make a seatbelt violation a reason to stop the car. I thought he was concerned about police reform. Now he wants to give the cops another reason to stop cars. Do you think that the claims will be made that the new seatbelt law will be disproportionately enforced against communities of color? I can see that one coming a mile away.
Parker's now saying don't let the beer have an effect on what you hear. He was with Pay to Play at her kegger that day when he actually said, there's a lot of steak here.
Yes, there is a lot of steak here. He's making it seem like these new proposals he's making are for increasing road safety. It's just for increasing the take for the Hackorama. You know, that there's more money to hire more hacks in courthouses, more overtime money for the state police, more money for the insurance companies that finance his campaign and pay-to-play's campaign and all the legislators' campaigns. Because they get all the money from the surchargeable offenses, the insurance companies. They make a hell of a lot more money off a primary stop seatbelt violation than the state or the local communities. Or they will.
In order to shield themselves from any future LeBron James criticism, all police officers will now be wearing Communist China uniforms.
Have you seen the meme on the internet? The guy's bending over, a cop is bending over a car, and he says, I'll have to get, I'm going to have to check in with LeBron to see what I can charge you with. You know, here's a reason why I hate Comcast. When LeBron James made that obnoxious tweet about the Columbus police officer, you're next. Remember that? I mean, everybody was disgusted with that. Everybody. But that day on my Comcast email, they have the news, the photos to go with the news stories, and the NBA games that night. Lakers play whoever they were playing, and there was a big picture of LeBron James just kind of like rubbing everybody's nose in it that LeBron James is still Comcast's hero.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, or as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more messages from the Chump Line that we left on the cutting room floor, there's a second Chump Line. It's called Chopped Chumps. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the wise words of Martin Lamazny, the Mahatma of the West End. Never write if you can speak, never speak if you can nod, never nod if you can wink. To which we would offer the following addendum. Don't ever, ever, ever tweet.
Move along, homeless people. Move along. We need to make room for limos full of drug addicts and perverts.
Yeah. Drug addicts with their own limos as opposed to the drug addicts that are out on the street sleeping on the park benches and on the sidewalks. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Howie Carr VIP Studio Experience. Tickets are now available with experiences beginning in May. To order, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP tab.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
This Mother's Day, celebrate all of the moms in your life with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for $34.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you cut the cable/satellite cord yet? Yes, no, or no, but I plan to soon.
No, but I plan to soon.
20% say they plan to soon. 42% say they haven't cut it yet. 38% say they have cut it.
Here's a story, another story you're not going to see tonight on your Comcast-owned MSNBC or your AT&T, Time Warner, whoever owns it, CNN station tonight. Representative Jewel Jones. He's from Detroit. He's a Democrat, which you won't know because it won't be in the. It won't be on most of the news services, and even if they have it, unless it's Fox News, they probably won't have his party affiliation. Representative Jewel Jones of Detroit allegedly tried to get out of being arrested for drunk driving earlier this month by saying he was a lawmaker and telling police he would call the governor. The Michigan, he was found with his pants down with a woman when he was arrested 3 weeks ago in Livingston County. They got the Michigan Information and Research Services got the. Well, I don't know how much giggity giggity goo was going on. He was holding, when the police arrived, he was holding up a female passenger near the passenger side door of the vehicle. The woman was eventually placed in an ambulance after it was determined she was unable to stand on her own, had vomited, and was essentially unresponsive. While emergency personnel administered care to the female, Jones identified himself and the woman as people of importance, according to the report. Jones was apparently intoxicated himself, a police report said, judging by his behavior, slurred speech, and odor of alcoholic beverages. He blew a .17, over twice the legal limit. And he crashed his car on I-96 in Livingston County. And I think we have some audio of it. It's not that great, but he's basically claiming that he wants to call Gretchen, the governor. He calls her Gretchen. He's going to call Gretchen. He says, I'm more important than y'all, and I'm going to need y'all's badge numbers and all this. The audio is not that good, but it's worth sharing just for instance.
Hold on. You're not going to be able to get it.
Stop resisting. Stop resisting.
You're not going to get it. I'm telling you, if you do that, that's
stop
not going to be good.
Stop.
It's not going to be good for you. I'm telling
stop.
You.
Stop.
I bring y'all budget, bro. I'm killing. I just want to talk to y'all. I won't move. I won't go nowhere. I just want to talk to you.
We got this one. Give me your left arm.
I just want to talk to you, bro.
We're going to. Come if you stop resisting.
Let go of my arm.
Left arm, you're going to get taken.
I don't like this. Cause
give us your left arm. Bro. Stop resisting.
Bro, I've been abused by the police so much because I'm black. When I call Gretchen, I need your IDs and badge numbers and everything. I told y'all already, yep. I will sit here and give y'all my if y'all f***ing let me shut up. That's all I'm saying. I work with y'all. I don't give a I work with the police. You're not fucking with me, bro.
Traditionally, you simply say, do you know who I am? You don't mention the governor by her first name or say,
you know who I am?
You don't usually say, I write your budget, bro. I mean, I think the police know that their budgets are controlled by politicians. Bro. Who was the woman, by the way? She was also a woman of importance. It's, again, do you think you'll be seeing that tonight on any of the broadcast networks? I rather doubt it. Yeah. Rather doubt it. It was that audio and video, that body cam footage was released over the weekend, and it got a good leaving alone by all the networks and the major newspapers, national newspapers. Lyman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lyman.
Hello there, Howie. Good to hear from you. Just as a current remark, I wonder if that legislator is a lawyer. Anyway,
I don't think he is. I think he's pretty young. He's about 28. He's in the Michigan National Guard, though, too. I think he thought he had a pretty good political career. For all we know, as a resume enhancer, this may help him out. He may be headed for the leadership ranks in Lansing.
It could be. You mentioned the Boston Marathon earlier. You remember last week we had ceremonies remembering those who were killed in the bombing.
Yes.
Just one thing that wasn't mentioned on any of the news stories was the fact that Mr. Sarnayev, the surviving brother, is still alive.
Yes, I know. And they didn't mention a terror attack in the governor's press release when he said he was going to the commemoration service. All it said was the I think they described it as tragic events of the day, as though a tornado had rolled in unexpectedly and wiped out the marathon rather than bombers from a third world hellhole. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We've talked a lot about it, the fact that all of these COVID relief packages and the increases in unemployment compensation have made it extremely difficult for a lot of businesses to find employees because it's easier just to stay at home and do nothing than actually go out and look for a job. And it's just so self-destructive for people to turn down jobs, especially when they could be making a lot more money than they were making before the panic, just because they think that they're going to keep getting an extra $300 through the summer. It's just crazy. But there was a great story about this in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. I'm going to read some of it, and I want to hear from people who – do you know people who are not going back to work, who have jobs they could be going back to, but they've just decided to retire from the workplace? But before we do, maybe we should hear from Representative Jewel Jones, the state legislator from Detroit who knows Gretchen and who writes y'all's budget. Bro, his mother has commented on his arrest for drunk driving.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Thank you.
So you this know who I am.
You write budgets, don't you, in Lansing, with Gretchen? What's her name? Gretchen, the governor. Yeah, that has the highest rate of increase in COVID cases in the country now. All right. So the Wall Street Journal story starts out with this woman who runs a daycare center in Indianapolis, and she can't. She has 26 kids. And she's offered as much as $25 an hour to people to work for her, and they won't work for her. They just won't come in. And she says that even some of the people who dropped their kids off, they used to have jobs, and now they tell her they're not working. They're not gonna go back to work because they're making so much money. As COVID spread and the nation locked down last spring, Congress approved enhanced weekly benefits of $600 in addition to the usual state-administered unemployment payments through July 2020. A working paper by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that 76% of those eligible for the $600 weekly bonus, it's a weekly bonus, could be given at least as much for being jobless as they'd earned by working. Lawmakers have since trimmed the enhanced unemployment benefits to $300 a week and extended them through September. Even with the supplemental benefit halved to $300 a week, 42% of workers, former workers, are making more than their pre-unemployment wage. And those analyses don't count food stamps, rental assistance, and other governmental help, think Medicaid, for instance, that may be available to the unemployed, or the stimulus payments that have gone to the employed and jobless alike. And this, the woman who owns the daycare center, seems like a decent person. She's struggling because she has no help. It's making people terribly lazy. It's making people not want to be a part of the workforce. The daycare owner, her name is Christy Phelps, said she has watched in dismay as some of her daycare children's parents have given up even seeking a job. And she says the enhanced unemployment has also made it tougher to be an employer. Workers slack off or make audacious demands. If they don't get what they want, quote, they'll quit on you and then they'll go try to get that unemployment. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that some 3.5 million Americans quit their jobs in February. You know, they're not worried about getting another job because under last year's COVID relief legislation, workers who leave voluntarily are still eligible for federal enhanced unemployment. The National Restaurant Association's most recent survey found that 1 in 4 restaurant operators listed recruitment as their top concern, ranking it higher than COVID. You know, who's worried about COVID when you get right down to it, other than Charlie Parker and Janet Mills? Eric Silverstein owns 2 restaurants and a catering company in Texas. Anyone who wants a job can get one today in like an hour, the owner said. Before the pandemic, he would get as many as 15 applications for an open cook position. Now we might get 3. An economist estimated that as a direct result of the federal government's $300 enhanced unemployment benefit, and they should keep saying $300 a week. It's not like $300, you know, one time deal like a tax refund. It's $300 extra a week, and it used to be $600. Because of this bonus for not working, between 3 million and 5 million fewer people are currently employed. The Economist says that with unemployment benefits so high, joblessness has, quote, become a new occupation. It's not that different than having an army, except these people's jobs are to sit at home rather than go to a foreign theater. Well, this army of the indolent doesn't have to train either. They don't have to go to they don't have to do target practice or KP or any of that stuff. They don't have to live in barracks either. This economist said he noticed that when the $600 unemployment benefit expired, you know, there was a time, you know, remember Pelosi wouldn't pass the new legislation because she thought it would help Trump. So there was no extra money coming in to these newly unemployed people for a couple of months. When the $600 unemployment benefit expired, the number of job openings dropped as more Americans returned to work. Ending lockdowns is the first step towards economic recovery, but ending lavish jobless benefits is the next critical move. It's just crazy. It's insane what they're doing. They are disincentivizing work. You know, they always say what you tax, you get less of, and what you subsidize, you get more of. So we are subsidizing unemployment. And guess what? We're getting more unemployment. 844-500-4242. So this woman in Indianapolis that runs the daycare center, she says she's trying to hang on till September when the $300 benefit runs out. And then she thinks she may get some more people. But if she says if she can't, if they extend it again, which I'm sure the Dems want to do, she'll just go out of business because she said she can't take it anymore. She can't handle, you know, 26 kids with maybe one or two helpers that don't always come to work. Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi there, Howie.
Hi.
I live up here in New Hampshire, and I have to tell you that all my friends that own restaurants are just begging for help, and they're really struggling to find help as the summer is going to get busier and everything. And one of the number one reason they cite are these unemployment rules. So I'm really hoping that they get turned around pretty quick.
Yeah, the problem is they're going to run till September, so it's not going to help anybody in the summer. They're still going to keep getting, everybody's going to still keep getting the $300 a month through just about Labor Day. So I don't know what these restaurants are going to do. I mean, we know a lot of restaurateurs, through the radio network, and they're all saying the same thing. They're just having a terrible time getting workers, and again, they're paying a lot more than they used to pay. But the government is giving them so much money not to do anything. Why, you know, it's human nature to take the path of least resistance, even though, you know, looking down the road, I mean, it can't go on forever. It really can't go on. I mean, I'm serious. At some point, the free ride has to end. And, you know, I'd rather have a job when the free ride ended than just be stuck on my couch. Thanks for the call, Lynn. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
You know what's funny, Howie, is these people don't understand that this money is taxable. They, out of the $1,200 a month that they're collecting additional from unemployment, they better be putting at least $400 of that aside just for that. It's incredible. And the other thing is, when I go to hire again, I want their unemployment records, because anybody who's collected for a long time, I will not hire. And the Democrats are doing this because this is how they create more Democrats. You stay home,
right,
and do nothing and get paid from the government.
Right. That was the genius of Donald Trump. The economy was so good that it was people were making so much money that it paid to get off the couch and get off the unemployment rolls. They were even getting people off of SSI and off of SSDI, which economists and everybody had always thought was totally impossible. It was like an addictive drug. But there was so much money to be made in the flourishing economy pre-COVID that people were quitting. But now they're getting hooked again, Anthony. And that's what, you're right, that's what the Democrats want. They want to free the people from job lock, as Nancy Pelosi called it, job lock. So now they're going to be on welfare lock. And welfare lock is a lot deadlier drug than job lock. Thanks for the call. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Howie. I've got a good friend who's a warehouse manager for Home Depot down in Pennsylvania, and she's offering $19, $20 an hour, and she can't get anybody to work. Nobody can come into work. And I'm really worried about this country's going over Niagara Falls if nobody wants to get back into the workforce with this type of, you know, situation.
I know. And the thing is, Tom, you know, you work is a habit like anything else. It's a good habit to have, but it has to be ingrained in you, and it can be broken pretty easily. And I think a lot of these people that are going to get out of the habit of going to work and waking up in the morning, and they're never going back.
You're right, Howie. You're absolutely right. It's ingrained. And if they don't want to go back, it's going to be so hard to get people back into that routine if you keep giving them free money. And that guy was right. They got to pay taxes, but I don't think they realize that.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going to go with this, Howie. I'm scared about it.
Well, you know, what's going to happen is when they, oh, we have to pay taxes. We didn't know that. And the AOC and Ayanna Pressley and then them will introduce legislation to forgive the taxes like they forgive the student loans, like they forgive the monthly rent payments, et cetera, et cetera. There's always another victim class that has to be taken care of, that has to be have attention and dollars lavished upon it. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Howie, you're not kidding. In my professional life, I've got, I need about 15 temps. I have regular calls with multiple employment agencies. We can't get anybody, even though I've raised the rate 3 times. And in my personal life, I have a 22-year-old niece that is enjoying her new full-time unemployment.
Do you ever talk to her about the future?
Yeah, but for her, the future is just a few months out. So,
yeah, I know that's the problem. It's just a shame. It's such a good opportunity. I mean, it's like the guy said in Texas in the Wall Street Journal story. You can get a job in an hour if you want. Not even an hour, and you can rise through the ranks. And it's not a bad, any job is a good job. You're paying your own way. You're providing goods or services to someone else. You can hold your head up high. You don't need to be loafing all the time. It's not good. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. That's a cliche, but it's true. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Hotels, vets, dentists, all have purchased multiple units of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, which is why Eden Pure has brought back the 3-pack this week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200, and you'll save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. Allergy season is here and is not ending anytime soon. If you suffer from all the pollen, then you need the Thunderstorm. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPure.com, code word Howie3. The 3-pack special is for this week only. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. So all these people don't want to go back to work because they're making so much money on unemployment. 844-500-4242. How many unemployed are drinking and smoking dope on this free ride, says 603? Another problem that's not going to go away. Another 603. My heart bleeds for restaurateurs. They get their bailout, but they don't want workers to get some. TS for them. They're paying a lot more than they were before the pandemic. By the way, the ripoffs continue to go on in the payroll protection program, the PPP. There's always a new indictment at least once a week. Today there's a good one here. Rudolph Brooks Jr. of Cheltenham, Maryland. He's a pastor. He's a man of God. At the Kingdom Tabernacle of Restoration Ministries, faces federal charges for wire fraud. Federal authorities have also seized $2.2 million from his various bank accounts, along with a 2018 Tesla Model 3. He ripped off the Paycheck Protection Program, and he fraudulently obtained $1.5 million, the Reverend did, to pay for various things, including credit card bills, purchases at restaurants, retail stores, grocery stores, and automotive auctioneers, and mortgage payments for Brooks' Cheltenham residency. He also applied for economic injury disaster loans, citing his car dealership and his house of God, the Kingdom Tabernacle of Restoration Ministries. Now he's going to have to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Caesar's probably looking at about a 5 to 8 year sentence. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hey, Howie, I'm calling from the Villages, Florida.
Yes.
Just to let you know, I had a visitor, a retired guy from up in Maine, and he ended up taking a job part-time in a school, got a good pension, Social Security prior to that. And he went to the school and he said, yeah, I'm afraid of getting COVID, so they put him out on unemployment. So the upside of that is he had a great 5 week vacation down here in Florida with no COVID shot.
And I'll bet he was making more on unemployment than he was making working part time at the school, wasn't he, Debbie?
And he had a great Social Security, got a great pension. I said, how can you take that money? He says, not doing what everybody else isn't doing.
Right. I know. I know. It's a terrible thing to say, Debbie, but if you look at it that way, you'd have to be a chump not to take the money, right? If everybody else is grabbing it.
No.
Thanks for the call, Debbie. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, it's Joe.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, I wanted to call in. I'm 30. I graduated from Winnick in spring. I was Winnick when I was there back in 2012.
Yeah,
but I own a tree service, landscape construction, and I've got about like 20 guys, and we just had, I need like 30 guys because we're so busy.
Yeah,
we upped all of our rate. I just did six scheduled interviews straight with six no-shows.
Why did everybody says that they set up interviews, but then they don't show up. Why even set up an interview when the money's coming in like this? What happened? Why do they set up the interviews, do you think, Joe, if they're not coming?
They have to demonstrate that they're looking for a job.
Oh, I thought they'd change those rules. Or maybe this is just for the state, the state deal. Yeah. So you just sit there and they just blow you off one after another. God.
Yeah,
that
so
must
I'm
be
like,
frustrating.
I'm doing estimates. It's infuriating. I'm doing estimates all day. I race back to the office to do an interview. No one shows up.
Thanks, Joe. We'll come back to this topic again. I'm Howie Carr.